We start with Blake Shinn. Blake is probably sitting right now. I can only picture him. He's had a busy morning. He's probably sitting at a cafe, latte, not much to eat, though. Blake, good morning to you, mate.
Hang on, Andrew. You've picked it in one, buddy.
It's 9 o'clock. Track work's over. There can only be one place. There can only be one place that Blake Shinn has a morning coffee at.
That's it. Stable Talk. They tell me the bacon and egg rolls went down pretty good Saturday, Hoss.
They did. Glenn Munsey and Ron Duffersey, they just demolished them in one go, the Stable Talk bacon and eggs. And now,
was it true Duff went back for seconds?
He went back and tried to nibble mine. That's how good he was going. But no, I kept him away from mine. Hey, we thank the guys from Stable Talk. This is a free plug for them, but they did give us the egg and bacon and the coffee on Saturday morning when we were broadcasting from Randwick. So I wonder if anyone's listening to us, Blake. Are you willing to do something? If someone walks into the Stable Talk Cafe, which is in Anzac Parade there at Kensington, 126 Anzac Parade, if you're there for the next, how long are you going to be there for?
I'll be here for the next, 15 minutes, Hoss.
Okay, so let's see. Will anyone drop in and see Blake Shinn at the Stable Talk Cafe? If they do, Blake, can you shout them an egg and bacon roll?
Of course.
Okay, well, all right. We'll see how we go. So anyone listening to us, you can drop in there. The Stable Talk Cafe, Anzac Parade, Kensington. Blake will be there for the next 15 minutes. Drop in and he'll shout you a bacon and egg roll. Thank you, Blake, for doing that. How's the morning been? You've been everywhere, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been to Randwick and had a busy morning there, Andrew, and went to Canterbury Park and did some golf. So, Gay, it's been pretty hectic, as you know, generally Tuesday mornings are, and it's going to continue to get busier as we develop to get into the spring carnival. It's a great time of year and looking forward to it.
Well, let's talk about this horse that Peter and Paul Snowden, I know, are very keen about on Saturday, Pariah. You rode the colt this morning. What sort of a feel is he giving you?
He's giving me a great feel. Look, he always has. And very exciting horse. He's, you know, obviously very well bred. You know, I rode his mother, Melito, won a Group 1 on her in the TJ Smith, and he's, you know, not too dissimilar to her. And I feel, you know, he's got all the attributes to develop into a really genuine Group 1 horse. And I feel he's certainly made good improvement from 2 to 3. Physically, he's matured that bit more, and he's always had a very good mindset. And his work this morning was, you know, really good. He's come on since his last trial, and that was obviously behind Winx. And I'm really looking forward to, you know, him resuming in the San Domenico on the weekend.
Yeah. He gives you that good, I mean, it's a step, isn't it, from 2 to 3. They've got to come back and do it. Oh, particularly the trial that everyone saw because Winx was there. We saw Pariah be right in the finish of that. I think it showed us that the horse has come back really well.
Yeah, he has. Look, Andrew, this horse, I it's always exciting each year. You're trying to find that horse that can, you know, take you to that next level. And, you know, it's like, you know, Huey Bowman, he's found that Winx to, you know, take him, you know, on that great journey. And hopefully, you know, Pariah can, you know, take down a good ride, which I feel he can. He's an untapped talent. I feel he's got that bit of X factor about him. And, you know, let's hope he can, you know, develop into a really serious Group 1 horse. And I think he can. And, you know, that this is a first step to him doing that on Saturday. And he's going to head towards the Golden Rose. I think he's going to be extremely hard to beat.
Righto, well, we're looking forward. I think you've well summarised that. You jumped on a couple of others of Peter and Paul Snowden's this morning, a couple that will run on Saturday.
Yes, I rode Hypnotist this morning. Yeah, he's an unbeaten horse. He's going through the grades nicely. You know, he's a different style of horse to Pariah, but he's got good ability, and he's running in the Ming Dynasty, and I think he's, no, he's going really well. His work was good. He's coming off the back of a nice trial, and I think he'll run really well on Saturday off the back of, a nice piece of work this morning.
Yeah, look, his wins were back June, July. The tracks weren't too bad then, but he needs to take that step into a Saturday class race.
Sure, he does, and he's meeting stakes opposition on the weekend, but he worked like a horse that will be competitive at stakes level this morning.
Yeah.
And he deserves his opportunity, and I feel he will be certainly competitive off the back of his work this morning. He worked with, I forget the name of the horse he worked with this morning, yeah, but it was above average galloper, and he was more than competitive with it. And, he's going to be on top of the ground on Saturday, which he's been running on wet tracks, but his work was brilliant.
Yep.
This morning, and I think he'll run well.
Right, that's in the Ming Dynasty. Just before I let you go, yesterday you trialled English. We're going to talk to Adrian Bott in a moment, but first trial back for English, the good feel there?
Yeah, I thought she trialled really well. Obviously, I've had a lot to do with her, Andrew, and her trial compared to her first trial, compared to her first trial last preparation, I feel was equally as good, if not slightly better this time. Although she won her last trial last time, she finished third yesterday, but she sat deep. She finished fourth behind Russian Revolution and Red Zellum, and they had their second trials, and we were only out there to have a quiet trial. But she never got out of second gear. She felt amazing, and she's a little bit underdone, but just in her appearance and how she felt to me, she's come back in really good order. The target's the Everest, and I'm extremely excited, to be riding her, and for the connections and Gay, and obviously the tab are involved with her, and it's a great concept, and let's hope she can get there, and I certainly think she's going to be a big chance.
Yeah, let's hope so. Well, mate, we wish you the best with the week ahead. Stick around the stable, talk to us to see if someone drops in there for an egg and bacon. Munsey might even get there in 15 minutes. He's normally quick when there's something on the tongue, and it's
free.
Yeah, well, when it's on the tongue and free, he's normally there. Duff's just around the corner too. He might lob shortly.
You never know.
Good on you, Blake. Good luck with the week ahead, mate.
See you, buddy. Thank
Righto.
You.
Blake Shin joining us there with the latest after riding Pariah this morning. Adrian Bott's online. He had a busy morning at Canterbury. Morning to you, Adrian.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Gee, mate, what was it, around 12, 13, 14 horses?
Yeah, we must have had about 12 go around. It was good. Had the place to ourselves. It was a beautiful morning there.
Well, let's talk about a few of them. We won't go through everything there, but Speed Street is one that we've got entered for the San Domenico. What's the feeling of this colt owned by Rosemont Stud out of Victoria?
Yeah, look, he's a beautiful colt. I like what he showed us last preparation. He's come back in such good order, and we always thought he'd make into a much better three-year-old, and particularly as he gets over a little bit further. But he's come back in great order, and I think the San Domenico is a nice place to kick him off. We had him entered into trial yesterday, but being able to have him to Canterbury now for a couple of course proper gallops there. He had an exhibition gallop between races. He has trialed, so he's done quite a bit of work going into this race. So we thought he was forward enough to take his place, and obviously we think quite a bit of him. So well and truly up to the ability wise, but no doubt he'll be. He'll be much better when he gets over a little bit further, and probably up to the mile in time is a distance. Would really love seeing him at going forward. But, I still think he looks well-placed on Saturday. No doubt there's some stiff competition there, and, it'll prove to be a good race, but he deserves his place.
His three runs have been all out of Victoria. We can take some form line. I mean, they're very upbeat about Merchant Navy. Kieran Maher, maybe a Golden Rose horse, and look, he got beaten three or four lengths on that occasion, but it wasn't too bad a run. He did hold on there pretty bravely in the straight last time back in April.
Very, very good run on that occasion. And, like you said, I know there's been some strong opinions on that particular horse going forward, so I'm positive that those form lines will stand up. I think he had a few excuses on that occasion. He slipped badly on jumping and sort of never quite, got into the race. He was very unbalanced early on, and it just sort of... yeah, he was never able to put himself in the race. He stuck on all right, but, you know, it wasn't the same horse on that day that we'd seen his first two starts. I think he'd be a little bit forgiving on the form of that particular race, but, you know, certainly in his two runs prior for a horse that we always thought would be, you know, a later maturity, he certainly showed plenty of potential early.
All right, so Speed Street to line up in the San Domenico of what you've said there. The Ming Dynasty, interesting to see Gold Standard thrown in as an entry here.
Yeah, look, I thought he ran brilliant on the weekend. Lovely colt going forward. You know, again, another one that I think will, you know, stand up at this grade. Certainly going through, we've got him penciled in for the Golden Rose. So we're just trying to work out the best path for him, I guess, towards that race at the moment. So look, no commitment to racing him on Saturday just yet. But look, he's come through the run in good order. He just a stride slow out of the gates, which, you know, when you're beaten by the barest of margins, it proved costly. But he was able to settle into a nice position in the run, and I love the way he tacked the line. So he seems to be on an upward spiral.
I know Runaway's entered for this race, and you took that colt to Canterbury this morning, and he'd love getting back there, particularly off his last start win.
Yeah, he was brilliant on that occasion when he won at Canterbury last start. And, Josh Parr was there again this morning just to partner, and he thought he's ticking over beautifully. So a good gallop, and I like what we saw from him this morning. He will take his place on Saturday. He's dropping back from the mile to 1,400 metres, which probably at this point of his campaign is not ideal, because he is a horse that, you know, I think will get 2,000 metres later in his campaign. But it's a nice race for him, I think, to be running in, and you know, he has been working particularly well, and he did look sharp this morning. So you know, I think he'll run very competitive, but no doubt he'll be looking for further when we stretch him out later in the campaign.
Last time we had you on, a couple of times ago when we had you on, you said something about, I'm just trying to find it in my book, you said something on that Tuesday morning, the horse worked sharp, and then it won on the Saturday, and you're saying the same thing about Runaway.
Well, hopefully that's the case. But yeah, no, it was good work, and he's just thriving. He improves each time that we take him to the races, and you know, last start was probably the first time that we saw him put it all together, and it was just beautiful to watch. He jumped away quickly, put himself right on pace. He got around in a good rhythm, and he you know, once he balanced up, he really showed great acceleration and a good turn of foot, and yeah, that's what I really liked about his last start win.
Righto, just a couple of the others. Broadside first up at 1900. Are you looking at the Premier's Cup there?
Yeah, certainly. Look, it may seem a bit steep, the 1900 first up, but he did go out for a short freshen up on the back of a 2 mile race. So yep, he didn't have long out, and just sort of been keeping him ticking over that entire time. So plenty of residual fitness there. He's had a couple of trials. He's had a few gallops at Canterbury as well. So one that's well and truly up to the mark. So I wouldn't be afraid of fitness for him first up over the 1900 metres. And you know, he's a nice progressive type of horse going forward, and more than capable of being you know, very competitive in a race like this.
And does DIC run in that race as well?
Yeah, he certainly does. Look, can be a little bit forgiven for his first up performance. It was an unsuitable race, and he was just run off his feet early over the 1400 metres. The track was quite firm and playing very quick on that occasion, which you know, wasn't ideally to his liking. But I think over the 1900 metres, we should be able to see a sharp improvement. He'll be able to put himself in the race, and you know, he'll be much more competitive.
Okay, so the two lining up there. As I say, you took lots of other horses to Canterbury there. A couple that stood out to me. Invincible Star, how's that horse coming back?
Yeah, really nice filly. Good to see her back in good shape. She trialled last week out at Warwick Farm. Yeah. And it was a nice trial. She missed the start by about four lengths or so. So she just sort of went round at her own pace, sort of trailing the field there. But you know, when Tim asked, she really sort of quickened up nicely, and you know, I loved the way she went to the line there. And today was her first look around Canterbury. She you know, had a good look around on the outside of her partner there, Miss Debutante, which is a really nice filly, you know, going forward, and probably that little bit more seasoned. But you know, Invincible Star has done well. She's still not quite there fitness wise, so we'll get her back to the trials again, most likely next week before we fully commit to a campaign for her. But she's not far off getting back to the races, and you know, she is a really nice filly going forward.
Of all the others you took, Adrian, any others that our listeners can jot down and remember?
Yeah, Slumber Party. She went round as a beaten favourite last start, Rose Hill. Probably a little bit disappointing on that occasion. But look, the firm track may not have been to her liking on that occasion. And look, I think she's bounced right back. She's come through it well. She was one of the sharper works of the morning, I thought, at Canterbury this morning. So, look, we may tinker with her gear again. And when she goes back to the races, hopefully in the Mona Lisa, you know, you can... She can bounce back for us.
Slumber Party off a sharp piece of work this morning. All right, mate, really appreciate it taking your time to talk to our listeners about where those horses are going. Looking forward to seeing Speed Street line up in the San Domenico on Saturday. Thanks a lot, Adrian.
Thanks very much, Andrew.
Good on you, mate. Adrian Bott there from his and Gabe Waterhouse's stable. Gerald Ryan's online because he's got Condor Heroes lining up first up in the San Domenico. Morning to you, Gerald.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to seeing many of these three-year-olds have their first runs. Again, the trials look to be okay for this horse, particularly the second one.
Yeah, no, his trials are good. His first one is a bit fresh and wants to have a race and overdo it a little bit. I've been saying that when you look at the sectional times and the trials, he wasn't going that quick. Then his second one, him just come out and dropped on his neck and he relaxed terrific, just back behind the speed, and he travelled good and he was strong to the line without being asked to do much.
Yeah, I think the one thing that I heard, I think it was Ron Duffus, he mentioned it on Putter's Postmortem, might have been yesterday or the week before, but was just the way that it seemed to settle better in that second one. Would you prefer, I mean, he has shown in the past he's willed to sort of lead, but are you more positive with him taking a sit?
Oh, yeah, I'm positive to take a sit because, you know, you don't want them jumping out and running themselves into the ground. And
yeah.
You've got to learn it to relax. Like when he missed a kick a little bit in the kindergarten and he got back, well, Mark Sarah wrote him and he said after he went 80 yards, he said he got a bit keen and then after about 80 yards, he said he just dropped a bit and relaxed terrific. And you know, we've worked on that a lot to get him to do it. And appears to be working, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, look, he's got a lot of ability. I was just talking to Adrian about how these horses have got to take the step, Gerald, from two to three. Has his body changed that we're going to see in the mounting yard on Saturday?
He's a bigger, stronger horse. Well-bodied. And he had an ordinary prep last time, you know. He came in and a week later he got a bit of a virus and then he had that trial here at Rose Hill and he twisted a hock.
Yep.
Then he went to the Pago Pago and he bolted going to the Barriers. And then after he ran second in the kindergarten, he was going to go to Queensland for one run and just help educate him and give him a bit of brain. And he hurt a front joint. So, you know, but this prep he's had, you know, what's he been in, 12, 13 weeks, he hasn't had one little thing go wrong with him. He's been terrific, really.
Yeah, fantastic. Is he a similar horse to Minari, as in he's got that turn of speed like we saw Minari win the other week? Do you feel he's got that burst of speed?
Yeah, I think he has. But just haven't, you know, he's got the burst of speed early and mid-race. But, we've got to see him do it at the end of a race.
Yeah.
You know, if he's sat there, you know, whether he quicken really quick like Minari can or whether he'd build into it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
I think the way he goes through his work, he'd probably build into it.
Yeah, I guess they're all different. They're all different the way they are. But the way you've explained it this morning, I think it's great for our listeners that you've tried to teach him to settle, and hopefully what we saw in that last trial is the way that he's going to do it on Saturday. Do we get any indication on him in the mounting yard, Gerald?
No, he's pretty...
pretty quiet?
He's pretty quiet, but he's a horse that can sweat a lot.
Yep.
Sweats a lot of the morning and things like that, but I remember Lizzie when she saw her in the mountain yard at the Warwick Farm first up, when he won his maiden, she said about him sweating. And it might have been here when he bolted, about him sweating, but then his next two starts, he never. Well, that was one of the reasons I took him away to Warwick Farm to trial him the second time to give him a trip away from home, and he's quite the lamb. He's good as gold.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, well, we can't wait to see him there on Saturday. I think we've got Timmy Clark on.
Yeah, Tim Clark Rides, yep.
Okay. Just another one before I let you go, mate. We've got a big week to build it all up. But the Pharaoh, I know he's entered for a benchmark 80, but he's in a good spot at the moment.
He's in a very good spot. He worked well here this morning. You know, he's probably getting a 1,500 for the first time, but his full brother won over 1,500 and 1,600. But he's a horse that gives the impression he will. He makes his own luck. He puts himself up on top of the speed. He doesn't have to lead. He puts himself there, and he looks well, going well, working good.
Yeah, fantastic. And I better ask you about Minari. How's he doing between races?
Yeah, terrific. He gave him an easy week last week to get over that race. He's done a bit of pace work on Saturday morning and a bit of pace work and brush home this morning, and he seems very well. You know, he, on the Friday before he raced, he was 572 kilos. On the Monday, 568, and he's put it back on. So, you know, to only lose 5 kilos from your first up run over 3 days, I think he coped very well with it. It's very good doing also, and pretty relaxed horse around the place, so he helps himself. You know?
Yeah, understand. All right, well, we can't wait to he's straight to the run to the Rose.
Yeah, he'll go around to the Rose, yep.
Yep, okay. Good on you, Gerald. Good luck with the week ahead, particularly with Condor Heroes, and it's an exciting race on the weekend.
Yeah, I reckon there's some great three-year-old races coming up.
Yeah, it'll be interesting when they all get together, the Victorian and New South Wales three-year-olds. It'll be great racing.
That's right.
Yep. Good on you, mate.
Okay.
Thanks, Gerald. Thanks. Gerald Ryan joining us there with Condor Heroes. Brett Kavanagh hasn't decided which way he goes with the Tab Highway winner, Another Sin. He'll wait for tomorrow before acceptance time. What else have we got here? Medinity and also the stablemate in Tulip. They're going to be accepted for both Sydney and Melbourne. Both of them will be accepted in the San Domenico and both in their races at Moonee Valley on Saturday. One will run in Sydney and the other will run in Melbourne, and decisions will be made after the barrier draws come out. So that's how they're playing at Hayes and the Dabernick Stable. Taking aim, as we heard there from the guys, it's heading well, and Hugh Bowman's going to take the ride on Saturday. So that's the latest on our big feature at Rose Hill on Saturday, the San Domenico. Track at the moment on a Tuesday morning is a good three with the run of weather that we've had.